An Osho Talk. Zen, the solitary bird, cuckoo of the forest. Number 11.
Kinzan, Ganto, and Seppo were doing zazen when Chozen came in with the tea. Kinzan shut his eyes. Chozen asked, "Where are you going?" Kinzan replied, "I'm entering Dhyana." Chozen said, "Dhyana has no gate. How can you enter into it?" A monk asked Joshu, "What is the way without mistakes?" Joshu said, "Knowing one's mind, seeing into one's nature, is the way without mistakes." A monk asked Ganto, "When the three worlds are attacking us, what shall we do?" "Sit still," said Ganto. The monk was surprised and said, "Please explain a little more." "Bring me Mount Ro," said Ganto, "and I will tell you." On another occasion, Suigan asked Ganto, "What is the eternal and fundamental principle of things?" Ganto replied, "Movement." Suigan asked, "What is this movement?" Ganto said, "When you see things move, can't you see this eternal and fundamental principle of things?" Suigan was lost in thought, and Ganto said, "If you agree to this, you are still in the dust of this world. If you disagree, you will be always sunk in life and death."
Munissa. These small anecdotes are only small in size, but in depth, no ocean can compete with them. It is a miracle that in such a small dialogues, the greatest of experiences, which are inexpressible, are expressed. Look at this small anecdote. Kinzan, Ganto, and Seppo, all masters, were doing zazen when Tozan came in with the tea. Zazen, you know, it means simply sitting and doing nothing, not even thinking, because thinking is also doing. Simply not doing anything physical, mental, spiritual, just being like a flame, unwavering, without any wind around. Tozan came in with the tea. Kinzan shut his eyes. Tozan asked, "Where are you going?" Do you see the point? By closing your eyes, certainly you are going inwards, but exactly where? Because just the word inward is not indicative of any destination. The inwardness is as vast as outwardness. Where are you going? Kinzan replied, "I am entering dhyana, meditation." In an ordinary way, his answer is perfect, but Zen is not ordinary. Never for a single moment. It is always and always extraordinary. Because Tozan immediately said, dhyana, meditation, has no gate. How can you enter into it? Now, great masters, just at the tea time, talking of great things, the tea time becomes absolutely sacred. Tozan questioned that dhyana has no gate. It is all openness. It is the whole sky inside. How you are going to enter from what gate? It has no gate. Out of the remaining three, nobody said anything. It is true. There is no gate inside. And this is also true that just by sitting silently, doing nothing, without any gate, you enter in. Gate is not a necessity. Can't you enter in this Buddha hall without a gate? Inside there is no wall, no question of gate. Hence, the remaining three masters did not say a single word. Tozan has uttered an ultimate question. Only silence can be the answer. A monk asked Josu, "What is the way without mistake?" Josu said, "Knowing one's mind, seeing into one's nature is the way without mistakes." Mind can commit mistakes, But once you are beyond mind, there is no one to commit mistakes. Mind can go wrong, but beyond mind, there is no way of going wrong. Beyond mind, you are simply drowned into your own nature. A monk asked Ganto, when the three worlds are attacking us, what shall we do? By three worlds is meant the heaven, the earth and the hell. And they are all attacking us, throwing away this way or that way, pulling this way or that way. When the three worlds are attacking us, what shall we do? Ganto said, sit still. The monk was surprised and said, please explain a little more. Little more is not possible. Sit still is more than enough already. Sit still and there is no hell, no heaven, no earth. Just one single universe. All boundaries dissolve, all divisions disappear. Now what more can be said? But the poor man could not understand. He asked, please explain a little more. Granto said, bring me Mount Ro. Ro is Japanese for Mount Sumeru, I explained to you, the gold mountain in the heaven, 1,000 times bigger than the Himalayas. Nobody knows its end. And nobody knows its beginning. Ganto said, bring me Sumeru. And I will tell you. He is telling to the man that don't ask stupid questions, otherwise I have to answer stupidly. Don't be idiotic, otherwise out of comparison I have to be idiotic with you, just to have companionship. Nobody can bring Mount Sumeru. It is just a mythology, it exists nowhere. And even it exists, how can you bring it? Asking a question that something more can be said about meditation than sit still is asking something absolutely impossible. Sit still and all three worlds disappear. In this moment, listening to the cuckoo, all has disappeared. but there is only a deep silencing, deepening within your being. On another occasion, Zuigan asked Ganto, "What is the eternal and fundamental principle of things?" Ganto replied, "Movement, change." Zuigan asked, "What is this movement?" Ganto said, "When you see things move, can't you see this eternal fundamental principle of things? A rose bush growing, bringing roses. A cuckoo suddenly starts singing. And each moment everything is growing that is living. The bamboos are becoming bigger and even the Himalayas are becoming bigger. Howsoever is slow the change, the Himalaya becomes 1 foot higher every year. But in this eternity, that is too much. Finally, you can think, if it does not stop growing, it would become absolutely impossible to reach for another Edmund Hillary to the Mount Everest. But existence is growing, trees are growing, you are growing, your consciousness is growing, nothing is static. Movement is the fundamental question, and Ganto has said correctly, when you see things move, can't you see this eternal principle of things? Life is growth in Sahaj. The moment you stop growing, you are dead. Life has to be a river, always moving. The moment you become frozen somewhere, the movement is stopped, life disappears. Even your going in is growing every day deeper and deeper and deeper. You have to find out the eternal source of your being. It is a great dive inside. And every day, every moment you can go on growing in it, there is no end to it. You don't simply become a Buddha and stop. If you stop, then you become just a stone statue. I sometimes wonder, all these stone statues of Buddha around the world, are these real people who have stopped growing and become stones? Will they ever understand and start growing again and talking and walking? Even Gautam Buddha, his accepted that there is something still beyond him. He is not the end, he is only the beginning. A true understanding, an honest expression, Buddha says, I am only born. Now the growth begins. Zugan was lost in thought, listening to Ganto, and Ganto said, if you agree to this, you are still in the dust of this world. This is a very beautiful point to be remembered. If you agree to this, to what I have said, remember, agreement means movement has stopped. You have already agreed. If you agree to this, you are still in the world. And if you disagree, you will be always sunk in life and death. What a great insight that even agreement or disagreement are not allowed. You are to grow beyond all dualities. It does not matter what is the duality, because every duality means choosing one against the other, and the growth stops. Life is a choicelessness. Never choose. Just be and allow your being to grow to unknown skies, to unknown spaces. And you will find your Buddhahood bringing more and more flowers, showering more and more blessings, bringing greater and greater ecstasies. And there is no end to it. Manzan wrote a poem, 1 minute of sitting, 1 inch of Buddha. Like lightning, all thoughts come and pass. Just once look into your mind, depths nothing else has ever been. Two points he is making in his small poem. 1 minute of sitting, even 1 minute of sitting, without doing anything, no thought is stirred inside you, all is utterly silent, one inch of Buddha. You have found at least one inch of Buddhahood. And you don't need much more. Each moment, go on, and whatever you have found will also go on growing. From 1 inch to 1 yard, and from 1 yard to 1 mile, and from 1 mile to 1 light year, and it will go on and on. Buddhahood is a pilgrimage which ends nowhere. And what is the meaning of sitting? Like lightning, all thoughts come and pass. You just remain watchful. Don't take any judgment or identification. Just like lightning, let them come and go. You remain in your depths, just silent and witnessing, and you will be surprised. Nothing else has ever been except your inner depth, your innermost silence is the stuff the existence is made of. Manisha is asking, the story of Zugan seems to hit the nail on the head, doesn't it? Is it not so that we are literally lost in thought and found again in meditation? Manisha, ordinarily what you are saying is absolutely right. In thought, you are lost. In meditation, you are found. But if you want to listen the answer in Zen language, there is no losing and no finding. There is simply silence. You are not. These songs of cuckoos pass through you just like through a hollow bamboo. In thoughts, you start imagining that you are, and when thoughts are not there, don't start imagining that now you are really. Once thoughts are gone, you are also simply a thought. You are also gone. Then what remains is only a pure consciousness without any I attached to it. You don't find yourself, you simply lose yourself both the ways. Either you lose yourself in thoughts, or you lose yourself in no thoughts. But losing yourself in thought is very ordinary. Losing yourself into no thought has a splendor and an eternity of joy and bliss. Although you are not there, but there is a dance of pure consciousness. It is not your dance. You are gone with your thoughts. You were nothing but the combination of your thoughts. As one by one your thoughts disappeared, part by part you melted away. Finally, you are no more there. And this is the moment when you are no more there that the ultimate is in your hands. It is a strange situation. When you are, your hands are empty. When you are not, your hands are full. When you are simply misery, anguish. When you are not, there is bliss. You cannot say, I am blissful. There is only bliss. There is only silence. There is only truth. The cuckoos have become silent. Waiting for a few laughs from you. Remember, laughter is one of the ways in which you can disappear. Only laughter remains. The cuckoo has started again, calling forth. Dr. Leach, the school physician, is examining the young sickly coed. He picks up his stethoscope and placing it very carefully near the sweet young thing's heart. He says, big breaths. The young girl smiles coyly and replies, yet. And I'm not even 15 yet. A Protestant minister goes to a barber for a haircut. When the barber has finished, the minister says, how much do I owe you, my good man? The barber replies, that's okay, Reverend, no charge for a man of cloth. The minister is very pleased And the next day a bunch of flowers from the minister arrives for the barber's wife. Next week a Catholic priest goes in for a haircut. When it is done, he says, "How much do I owe you, my good man?" "Nothing, father," replies the barber, "no charge for a man of the cloth." The next day a big box of chocolates for the barber's wife is delivered to the shop. 2 days later a Jewish rabbi has a haircut. When it is done, he is told the same thing. "That's very kind of you," says the rabbi, and he leaves the shop. Half an hour later, 8 rabbis come in for a haircut. Molly O'Brien goes to visit the parish priest, Father Hossein, for confession. "Father," she says, "I feel so bad. Last night I called a man a dirty bastard." "Now why?" says Father Hossein. "Would you want to say a thing like that, my child?" "Well, father, you see," says Molly, "he put his arm around me." "What, like this?" says Hossein. "Yes," says Molly, "just like that." "Well," says Hossein, "there is no reason to call him a dirty bastard." "Yes, but then, father, he kissed me." "What, like this?" asks the priest. "Yes," says Molly. "Well," replies Hossein, "that is no reason to call him a dirty bastard." "I know, father, but then, you see, he put me down on the sofa and lifted my dress." "You mean like this?" "Yes, father." "Well," says Hossein, "it's still no reason to call him a bastard." "Yes, but then he pulled his pants down," cries Molly. "Like this?" asks the priest. "Yes," says Molly. "Well, that is still no reason to call him a dirty bastard." "But father, then he made love to me, like this?" "Yes, Hossein." "Yes, father," moans Molly. "And you called him a dirty bastard for that?" "But father, you see, then he told me that he had gonorrhea." "Jesus Christ," cries Hossein, "the dirty bastard." Hamish McTavish picks up a girl in a bar. After a few drinks, they go to a hotel room and make love. In the middle of the night, Hamish wakes up to go to the bathroom. When he gets out of bed, he notices that the woman has taken off a wooden leg and has leaned it against the wall. Hamish is fascinated by it, and as the girl is asleep, he starts fiddling with its springs and braces, but finally he finds that he has taken the wooden leg apart and can't put it back together again. He goes out into the hall and stops the first person that comes along, who happens to be Paddy, very drunk. "Can you help me?" says Hemis. "I have got a woman in my room with one leg apart, and I can't seem to get it back together." "Hell," replies Paddy, "that is nothing. I have got a woman in my room with both legs apart, and I can't even find the goddamn door." Nivedana, give the first beat to the drum and everybody goes crazy. Be silent. Close your eyes. No movement. Just be a stone statue. And let your consciousness deepen inwards. Just like an arrow going in. This is 1 inch of Buddha. If you can keep it all the day along underneath your activities, it does not matter what you do, you remain a Buddha. And to be a Buddha is the only richness there is, and the only life there is. Only in this silence flowers have blossomed. Suns have arisen. Poetry without words and dance without movements. This is the ultimate mystery of you and of the whole existence. To make it deeper, Nivedana, and everybody dies. Relax so deeply as if you are dead, so that only an inner consciousness becomes a concentrated, crystallized center. This is it. Neither you nor me, but simply the isness of existence. The unbounded sky of your inner world. You can open your wings and fly in the inner world without any bondage, without any weight. This has been called by the Buddhas and the Siddhas the only freedom. Great is this blissfulness, this suchness, this life in death, this silence in relaxation, this peace beyond mind. This dance. Which is the only sacred experience in the world. Poor are those who have never entered in. Nivedana, come back not as you have gone in, come back alive, fresh, come back as Buddhas. At least sit for few moments, few inches of Buddha within you, and they will start growing. They are like seeds. You are the soil. you can become a god. Can we celebrate so many Buddhas together?
Yes.